To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about stud football players, save the best for last. Tell you what else can you say about somebody who's dominated since he was like 10? Javion Mallory has been one of those players that everybody's watched through youth football, through high school. And as he comes to an end of his high school career this week, this is going to be a Friday afternoon as they will play against West Broward. They come up with the big win last week. He scores the winning touchdown from West Boca Raton, University of Miami signee, Javion Mallory. Javion, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. Congratulations on what has been just an outstanding high school career.
Hello, Larry. Thanks for having me. Thank you for everything.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for everything. You've been worth the price of admission every darn week. Last week, how special was that? I mean, you went on the road, everybody telling you there's no way, Armwood's this, Armwood's that. You get a chance to score the winning touchdown. What kind of feeling was that, knowing that West Boca was going back to the state championship game?
It was a great feeling to have. You know, it was something that we worked for since January. After we coming off a state championship, you know, we had that mindset that, you know, it was good that we won one, but it's hard to win the next one. So we just, you know, we stuck to the plan that Coach Potts had for us. You know, we came in, worked hard each and every day, and that was the result. You know, we went into Armwood. We knew it was going to be, you know, a hard atmosphere to play in. We go up there, you know, they're going to have a lot of fans, you know. It's going to be very loud. But, you know, we just really stick to our game plan. You know, we've been down before. We've been in tough situations to where teams are winning and they have all the adversity and everything like that. But, you know, we stood to it. You know, we believed in each other. We kept a great energy. You know, no one had their heads down. You know, we're just working. But that's the result of what happened. You know, I'm just thankful for the O-line and the receivers that they didn't quit on me. You know, that game, it was a real hard-fought football game. I probably didn't have more than 50 yards, but the O-line, quarterback, receivers, everybody, they stuck with the game plan, and that's what happened.
Yeah, no doubt. When you first got to West Boca Raton, I'm sure a lot of people said, where are you going? Why are you going there? I mean, they've never won. They've never done this. You were committed from the beginning, and you stayed there. You wrote it out. I mean, I probably could tell you could have gone to a million other schools. What was it about Coach Potts, and what was it about that coaching staff and those players that you went to war with every week that said, you know what, I'm going to stay here? You did your freshman, sophomore year, and then all of a sudden your junior and senior year paid off. What was it about this school and this coaching staff that said, hey, you know what, this is where I want to be?
It's just the brotherhood that we created. You know, of course, going towards Boca was an easy decision to make. You know, of course, I could go to all the other powerhouse high schools down here in South Florida, but, you know, talking to Coach Potts and really getting to know him, I just felt it in my heart. You know, I feel like God sent him to me purposefully to play for him. You know, he's just a real genuine guy who had my best interest at heart, and, you know, he had a plan for me, and, you know, he stuck to it. You know, everything he said came true, and the reason why I never transferred was I was committed to him, you know, and so when I give some of my commitment, I'm not breaking that. And it's the brotherhood that we've built, and you know, the work that I put in with them, it was just too much for me to leave. You know, it doesn't matter. We could have been 0-10 all 4 years. I would have stayed just because of the brotherhood that I built with my teammates and, you know, the connection and just the commitment I have to the program. You know, I had a real life. I was really like, my mindset going to Boca was I'm going to create a dynasty, not just the 4 years I'm here, but shoot, however long the school's up. I'm going to create a dynasty and have many, many more top-level athletes want to come play for Coach Potts. And, you know, that's the road we're on right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Javion Mallory joining us. He recently signed with the University of Miami. And here's the thing, too. You guys played a tough schedule. I was at your Bergen Catholic game, obviously, good football team, you know, big, you know, very talented. Also, Cardinal Newman. Good football program, headed to state, will be playing as well. What was a turning point? Was that Atlanta game the turning point? Because I was at that game too, and it seemed like you guys came out with a different purpose than you did in the past couple of games. Was that Atlanta game, going to Atlantic, a lot of people thinking, hey, no, they're going to beat us. Was that a turning point in this season, you think?
I feel like the Carter Newman loss was a turning point. Losing to a team we shouldn't have lost to. You know, we weren't, I'm not going to say we weren't taking that team serious, but that was a game that we knew it was going to be a good game, but we just knew, we just were saying the whole week, we're going to win. Like, we're going to win. We had
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That cocky mindset, we didn't come out with any energy. We just thought it was going to be another game, another, you know, hard-fought football game, but they couldn't stay in the game for coach with us. And that's really what shook it up for us. You know, we went back to the school that Sunday. We had a team meeting, and I just feel like from there, we all just locked in. We all got on the same plan. We all got on the same level. And from there, we just took it to another level, you know, from everything, from our focus to the structure of everything we did, we just took it to another level. And, you know, that Cardinal Newman loss was really real humbling for us, you know, but look where we're at now. And I just feel like that took us along without the loss that we didn't want to take, but that we needed to take.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it happens. I mean, obviously, the best of best teams, and it gave you an opportunity to kind of focus. You're facing off a team a lot like you were last year, going to the state championships for the first time in school history in West Broward, obviously. A lot of talent on that team. They're excited. You're excited as well. What are you looking forward to the most? This is your last high school football game. Obviously, you like to go out with a W. You know, you put a lot into this, a lot. You know, you grew up, I remember, like I said, I remember when you were in the eighth grade and you first started out. You've grown up so much as a person and as a player. Talk about how important this last game at the high school level is for you.
For me personally, it's very important. You know, I didn't play last year when right. We went on that crazy undefeated run. So this year, this is really the year where I've been healthy the whole season. Thank God for that. You know, I haven't had that one injury. And I'm ready to end high school off with a bang, you know, win the state championship. You know, we'll be the first team in Palm Beach County history to go back-to-back. It's just this game really means more than it means to others. It really does. And just leaving that legacy, not just win the state championship in West Boca history and Palm Beach County history and the South Florida history, leaving my name and make sure people don't forget it.
Yeah, and you will, 100%. And obviously, University of Miami, you signed with the Hurricanes. This is a program that, you see they're on the upward trend. You look at somebody like a Gerard Pringle, who was in your situation last year as a high school player. Now he's immersed as one of the running backs. You guys obviously are the future duo for that program, along with Wheatley Humphrey. How excited are you to get to Carl Gables and get to work?
I'm very excited. You know, each and every time I get on the phone with a coach from Miami, they tell me, even when I go down and when I see them, when I talk to them, they tell me I need to be ready to play immediately. You know, they said they know I have it in me to come in and make a real impact as a freshman, and that's really all I need to hear. You know, I'm ready to come in, put my head down, work, and become a freshman All-American.
Yeah, no doubt. Javion Mallory headed to the state championships this Friday at 12:30 at FIU. I can't thank you enough, brother. You provided a lot of great moments for a lot of people, and we look forward to seeing you this week and then seeing you do your stuff at the U.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Javion Mallory, West Boca Raton, one of the best backs. I'll tell you what, Miami struck gold with him. And you know what? He was on board a while back, and he stuck with his commitment. That's important as well. A lot of people don't understand. I mean, commitment's huge. And, he wanted to come to Miami early. A lot of things happened, and he's just stuck right with it. And you got, and same thing with his high school career. I can't tell you how many times that Javion Mallory could have left. He could have gone anywhere, and he stayed right there, and things are paying off. He didn't get a chance to play last year in the state championship game because he was injured, but you'll bet he'll be front and center against West Boca this week.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.